From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Our holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about gift ideas for the handy or not so handy homeowner or homeowner wannabe in your life. And I can tell you, if you'll get to rosieonthehouse.com, click on Rosie's Santa bag, there will be an entire collection of ideas. And one of those ideas is a new 20-volt drill by Black & Decker. Now, there are hundreds of cordless drills on the market. The thing about the thing about this drill that caught my attention is, one, it's 20 volt, so it's got some power. And second, you actually can adjust it and make it one of 10 different tools. So you don't need to buy 10 different tools. You simply buy the detachable head cone on the front of the drill, and it can become a circular saw. It can become a jigsaw. It can become a finished sander. It can become an oscillating saw.
So this is even different than the kits where you would get a saw, a flashlight, a drill, and and the battery would interchange.
Yeah.
This is even different than that.
It is, absolutely. And the other thing I like about what Black & Decker came out with is the yard tool system that they now have. They have a system that is a storage system that mounts on the wall. One battery, one charger interchanges between about 8 different outdoor yard tools, the line trimmer. And I took the line trimmer out, and we did a road test on it. Man, that thing's got some power, and it automatically advances the feed for the string. You're not constantly having to bop it on the ground. No spark plugs, no smoke, no noise, no annual tune-ups, no carburetor rebuilds, none of the prime the pump little plastic things to tear every, you know, 2 or 3 years. I've cleaned my shed out. I'm not hardly running any more gas tools in the backyard. That little cordless, you're absolutely versatile. You can get any corner of the yard like a gas, so you're not tracking a cord around, and it's got plenty of power. I'm tickled to death. So y'all take a look at the Black & Decker toolkit options that are available in the Rosie Santa bag at Rosie on the House. We have two of those we're going to give away. We have more we're going to give away. You have to get to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the Santa bag, and you're registered to win right there. I think we now ought to introduce our honorable guest, the honorable mayor of Prescott, Marlon Kirkendall. Thank you so much for joining us on Saturday morning. You guys have a big weekend planned here.
We have big weekends every weekend.
That's a good point.
In Prescott, Arizona. Rosie, thank you so much for y'all being here. This is a 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years. I don't know. But how many years for you?
Well, 25 years on air, and I think this is our fifth, sixth, or seventh year in here Prescott. In the Jersey Lily in Prescott.
Yeah, I think we've been around all of them, and, of course, I've been listening forever.
Well, thank you. Rosie, we appreciate that.
But, you know, I'm excited. I'm not going to be able to stay because I need to get over to True Value and see if they've got this Black & Decker too.
They do.
I saw some pictures the other day, and it's absolutely amazing.
It's very convenient, and the storage facility that it comes with, it condenses your tool storage considerably.
Well, you know, when you said that there was hundreds of portable tools, I probably have got 98 of them.
Well, this is make it 99.
Yeah, because I'm a tool guy, and whether I use them or not, I like to have tools.
Hey, but, let's talk about tonight's event.
Even when you see a tool and you can't think of a thing you would use it for, and you buy it, you'll figure out a way to use it.
Well, I keep the box, and I can rebox them and give them to my boys.
There you go.
You know, it works out pretty good.
Break them in first and gift them away.
Yeah, it works.
People coming in for the lighting. How many people will y'all have in the square tonight?
Rosie, I don't know. You know, it's going to be cold, but if you remember 2 years ago, we had snow during the parade, which
perfect.
Is just a couple hours from now.
Yeah.
Last year was beautiful, and but it doesn't seem to matter. The Christmas spirit is here. And, you know, we are the Christmas city, so folks near and far always plan on coming to Prescott for this event. And, you know, thanks to Gary and Tommy and all the folks that raise a lot of money, the Chamber of Commerce, to make this event truly a once-in-a-year event.
Y'all are lighting 104 trees tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and I don't know how many trees are over there, but I think the long-term goal is to eventually have them all lit.
Well, that's got to be a lot of them. Because
it is.
It's a spectacular. When that switch is thrown, it's spectacular.
Well, you know, they did a test run already to make sure that we had enough power.
That's good. And, that's good.
Because that would be the embarrassment of the year.
And y'all keep this lit through, what, Martin Luther King weekend?
Yeah,
is it middle of January?
Sometime after the first of the year.
Yeah.
It's, but, you know, it's the lighting is, that's the spirit of the year for us. And we could go all year, and it'd probably be a great thing.
What are we going to recommend for folks as they're coming in to consider for parking?
Well, you know, the of course, we have the parking garage just around the corner from here. But
that was one of the best thing City of Prescott ever did.
It was good,
and,
but you know, it's amazing. People will find a place to park. It's just, and I do the same things. And you start wandering over here in the back roads, and there's always a place to park. And tonight you're going to need a little exercise, so you need to walk at least a half mile to be warm enough when you get
to the
lighting ceremony. And of course, Ken Bennett, our Secretary of State's going to be here as he's been here.
He's got a busy day today because he's actually down cutting the ribbon on the World War II Memorial at the Wesley Boland Center
Phoenix. I had signed up and was going to walk with the mayor of Phoenix this morning, and then we had so much coming alive here that we just had to call him and say we can't be there. But I was looking forward to walking from the City Hall out to the Capitol. And those are big gun barrels.
Oh, one barrel from the USS Arizona, which was sunk December 7th, 1941.
Right.
And then one gun barrel from the USS Missouri, where the peace treaty was signed, ending the Pacific War.
That's the start and the ending.
The start and the ending.
And to have those two gun barrels, at our state capitol is a wonderful thing, along with the anchor. With the anchor of the Arizona. So it's going to be a great day.
It really lets you put to perspective just how big those machines are. The ship, I mean, just when you think about how big that ship has to be just to carry one of these, much less seven or eight, just a massive size.
Well, the one is 90 foot long. I believe that's a Missouri. And the Arizona was a little bit smaller, but they had to gear up a special railroad configuration to haul those things out. It's phenomenal.
I was talking to Secretary Ken Bennett when he was just completing this, and he was talking to me about the logistics of what they had to go through to get those barrels where they were. For one, just finding them was really an interesting part of the story. Then finding them and say, okay, how are we going to transport these over to Arizona? We can't put them back on a ship and float them into Phoenix. How are we going to get them there? It really is very interesting. So he was there opening that this morning. He's going to be here this afternoon to help. And he's from here.
Ken is a local boy. And, you know, we have high expectations for him.
Yes.
Doing another job next year, maybe.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We're all looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, Honorable Mayor Marlon Kirkendall, we certainly appreciate you coming out and joining and visiting with all the Arizona homeowners that are tuned in.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and we thank you so much for what you do. But 7 stations this year, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Radio stations.
Yeah. So, and then how many next year? What's your...
I don't know.
There's only a few pockets of Arizona left that we need. So I think we're looking at the map, and 11 or 12 is our max. So hopefully we'll get there next year or shortly after.
All plans are just to stay in Arizona.
Well, you know, if everybody will hurry, I don't think there's any place in the state that you couldn't be here by the evening.
Absolutely.
And most places could be here by the parade at 1 o'clock. And that's a great event for us. And then if you're a little late for the parade, I'll be here for the evening. So we will invite the whole state.
There you go. Do it.
Because,
I could understand you may not be in a position to say this, but one of my favorite places to eat is the Lone Spur, and I love Reuben's. They have an incredible Reuben right here on Greeley Street. I think you may
Someone might get a little upset if you mention their place over the other.
No, I can mention that, but I, you know, you're not eat there regular because you're just not weighing enough yet. The one thing about the Lone Spur, you better take a friend.
Yes.
And because there's
they fill a plate.
They don't.
There's more food than you can imagine, but anyway, thanks guys. We appreciate it. It's a great time of the year, and it's. Even with everything that's happened to us this year, why we're hopeful that it's going to be a great season for all of our people.
Bring a high spirit in for this time of year. And congratulations on your recent reelection.
Well, that's either good or bad, but you know, it's a great community, and we just keep moving along. So thanks again. We'll see you a year from now.
All right, man. You will. Thanks a million.
Want to take a call?
I think we better. We are a call-in talk show. Let's see if we can sneak a call in.
Mike just potted up. I've lost track between the texts and the notes and the paper and everything.
Just bring us in whoever you think is the most interesting caller, Mike. Good morning. How can we help you, my friend? Go ahead.
Hello.
I hear it. It's your turn.
You looking for this one?
There you go. Yes, sir.
For this one.
This one.
Okay. Hey, Rosie. I've got a block home that was built in the early 70s, and we put air conditioning on it a couple of years ago, and I'm thinking about adding insulation to the block. We're also in a project where we can stucco right now, so okay. I was thinking about external, or should we look at injecting foam?
What is the finish of the block right now? Just 8/8/16 painted, or is it raw, or is it slump block?
No, it's 8/8/16 painted.
Okay. Well, you could go a couple of ways, and you've already mentioned both of them. I would tell you I would start with the foam injection.
Okay.
Because it's something that can be done in a couple hours. If we start furring out the outside and applying rigid foam, and then chicken wire, vapor barrier, and stucco, you're engaged in a project that's going to take you a couple weeks. And I like the foam because it gives you a thermal mass that's more consistent than just a layer of insulation. You're going to find the house to be a lot quieter. You're going to find the house to be a lot cleaner. And there's no doubt in my mind, I'm going to tell you to call Dennis Rodenberg at Thermal Advantage. He services the whole state, and that's the only type of insulation he does is foam injection into concrete block houses that are from the 70s and 80s, when we didn't put any insulation in.
You mentioned you were going to stucco. Are you just looking to change the exterior look of your home?
We are. We've enclosed the carport, and so we've got to finish the outside of that. And I'm looking at the house saying, you know what, stucco all the way around would be a nice upgrade.
Okay, well, I am going to give you an idea. And just because you can find stucco anywhere, go look at the Sure Touch. It's an exterior veneer that will bring back the old ranch-style look to the home, and it would be something different than every other stucco home in your neighborhood.
And it adds insulation.
And it does. So not only have you got your thermal mass and exterior, but the Sure Touch exterior, you don't have to even go all the way to the top. You could do it
wainscoted
chair rail style,
handsome.
And then you can do some kind of clay plastering for the top. It'll give you so much more character than just a stucco and a paint. So look at that. I couldn't encourage Sure Touch. And I don't know Sure Touch's website, but you could find it at superlight.com or bellguard.com. It's one of their product lines. More right after this.